with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Elon Musk backed Speaker Mike Johnson on Monday as the top Republican in the House attempts to secure support ahead of Friday's speaker vote. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The tech mogul's vote of confidence followed President-elect Donald Trump's complete and total endorsement of Johnson earlier in the day. Musk wrote in a post on his social platform X, quote, "I feel the same way. You have my full support." Trump's and Musk's backing could be key as Johnson seeks to hold on to his speakership with a narrow majority. Johnson's control of the House was thrown into question after a rocky, last-minute push to pass government funding earlier this month. Johnson thanked Trump on social media, saying he was, quote, "honored and humbled to receive his support." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Illegal border crossings are at low levels.
A senior Customs and Border Protection official tells the AP the number of arrests is hovering near the lowest level since July of 2020. It also indicates an anticipated surge ahead of Donald Trump's presidential inauguration in 3 weeks hasn't happened. Arrests fell by about half from the all-time high of 250,000 in December of 2023 after Mexican officials increased enforcement within their own borders, and by about half again after President Biden introduced severe asylum limits. For the second straight month, those allowed to enter the country through official border crossings are expected to exceed arrests for illegal crossings. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tributes to former President Jimmy Carter are pouring in from around the world. President Biden has set January 9th as a day of mourning. Federal offices will be closed for Carter's state funeral, and the UN Security Council praised Carter for his diplomatic and international peace efforts as president and after his one White House term. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year brings hundreds of new laws. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their children change their gender identification. The legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers who wanted to halt such policies passed by several districts. In Delaware, a new statute will require the state employee health plan to cover abortions. This is SRN News. A government agency is issuing a warning to the sports world after the home of NBA superstar Luka Doncic was robbed. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The FBI is warning sports leagues about crime organizations targeting professional athletes. This comes following a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent NFL and NBA players. ABC News obtained an FBI report outlining how homes are targeted for burglary due to the perception that they may have high-end goods like designer handbags, jewelry, watches, and cash. The NFL and NBA had issued security alerts to their players after the break-ins, some of which have come when players were with their teams for road games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Star NFL quarterbacks Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City and Joe Burrow of Cincinnati, along with Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, have been victims. More details at srnnews.com.